Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to thank you for tuning in and hearing this late radio broadcast. My name is Matthew Monona, and if you're anywhere in the Churchill area, we invite you to come by the Wash and Word. That is our hand car washing business located in Churchill on Highway 11W in the Palace Shopping Center. And we are there for one purpose and one purpose only, to preach and teach God's Word in a verse-by-verse format. And that is why we created this business. We are very adamant about being a self-supported ministry. And so we wash cars. We do it by hand. We do a good job at a fair price. And this is how we support this ministry. God, of course, is the one doing the supporting. And we trust Him to meet all of our needs. And the way we do that is to offer up our bodies to work for this ministry. So come on by. If you believe that verse-by-verse Bible teaching is not only important, but absolutely vital to the Christian today, if you believe that the whole counsel of God's Word was never meant to be picked apart and cherry-picked, that it was always meant to be preached and taught in its entirety, support this ministry by coming by and supporting our business. We are in the book of 1 John chapter 4, and the last four messages we've been going through the first six verses of chapter 4, and we're doing it because there's a lot to cover in chapter 4. You see, John, he's a very black and white writer. We've been talking about this since we started the book of 1 John. He says things straight out. He doesn't beat around the bush. He tells things straightforward, and that's good. We need that. I think there's too many teachings and too many churches and services that are going on out there. We're just kind of dancing around the scriptures, and you know, we're manipulating them to say what we want them to say, and you know, none of that's bringing glory to God, and certainly isn't edifying and building up the body of Christ. So, in the book of John, this is the same John that wrote the Gospel of John. He lists the seven I am statements that Jesus made. And one of those was, I am the light. Jesus claimed to be the light of the world. And because Jesus is the light, he illuminates the darkness. And when you illuminate darkness, you also illuminate truth. Because after all, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So we see a second I am statement there. And as Jesus brings forth light, again, it exposes the darkness and the things done in the dark. James tells us that anyone who wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. And so we're going to pick it up here. If you missed any of our sermons previously or any of these teachings, you can go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. And there you can download and listen to all of our archive messages for free. And if you have any questions about the business or the ministry, washandword.com should have the answer for you. So I want to start off by asking a question. What is the truest form of discernment for the Christian? Well, I'll go ahead and answer that for you too. The truest form of discernment for a Christian is to be able to differentiate between the world and the Word. And the problem with the compromise that the church nationwide, by and large, not all of them, not all the time, but by and large, as a whole, the church has compromised the Word of God and has entered into an agreement, so to speak, with the world. And this has caused those who sit under those types of teachings and preachings and leadership to be unable to differentiate between the world and the Word. Listen, the biggest lie of all time that started this whole thing is the same lie that's being preached in the world today, and it's the same lie that'll be around when the tribulation period comes. And that lie is humanism. Humanism. It's what caused the fall. It's what causes the pride of every man who's ever fallen, and it's going to cause the end of the world one day. Humanism is the mindset that says that we are evolving into our own gods. And this whole world system is set up in the guise of humanism, the mindset of humanity, which is in direct opposition towards God. And so this mindset And this teaching of humanism has taken on many faces over the course of history, but they all have the same intention at its base, and that is to eliminate God and to promote self. And the people that are running this worldwide mission are friends of the world. They don't believe in God. They're not. In fact, most of the people that are following these humanistic beliefs and these mindsets are merely just falling victim to the smokescreen of the falsehood that is being taught today. And here's the problem. It isn't just the world teaching this and people succumbing to it. It has made its way into our churches. And so the spirituality of following Christ and following the Word has become blurred, and people no longer know the difference between the world and the Word. And we see this in so many different areas of the church today. They have been misled and bamboozled into a thought process or a life cycle that is in direct contradiction to God, and they don't even know it. That's why the Bible says that the God of this age has blinded the people. The primary purpose of a shepherd is to guide and teach and keep the sheep safe. And a shepherd has but one tool, the cane or the rod. And with it, he's able to corral the sheep together and keep them together because there is safety in numbers. And so likewise, as shepherds of a modern era, we have but one tool. It is the Word of God. And let me tell you something about this book. It is alive, and it is active, and it is sharper than a two-edged sword. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and the enduring Word of God." This book is alive. It is a living, moving, active organism. But the world is a lie. And the Word is the greatest weapon against the world. And this is where we now return back to John's writings in chapter 4, verse 1. How do we know if what we hear is from the Bible or is it from the world? So what is a Christian to do? Well, verse 1 says that we should not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. So we should be able to test the teachers that are teaching us. And we do this by being able to discern and recognize false preachers and false teachers or false teachings. How do we do that? Always go to the root of the issue. And we saw the issue, and we see that in verses 2 and 3, where he says, this is how we can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. So, how do we determine whether we're hearing something that's true? Make sure that what they believe is that Jesus is God incarnate. This cuts through the red tape of every single religion and teaching and false doctrine. Simply ask, do you believe that God is incarnate in the man Jesus Christ? Is Jesus God? If they cannot answer with an affirmative yes, you're under a false teaching. I could talk for hours with a Jehovah's Witness, and we can go back and forth and agree on everything. But whenever I get to the point where I say, well, let me ask you this. Is Jesus God, the one true almighty God incarnate? Well, then the conversation ends. So how do I gain this ability to discern and to test and know what is of the Word and what is of the world? By sitting under right teaching. And in verse 4, we understand it says, you, dear children, are from God. So we need to realize that you already have the ability to discern truth. It isn't something we have to do certain things to attain. We already own the ability to discern truth. The Spirit of God is in you already. We talked about this several messages ago. Again, if you've missed them, go to washingword.com. You can download and listen to all the messages that we've already preached. But the Spirit of God is in you, desiring to come out and to fulfill its purpose in your life. But we must create an atmosphere for the release of that spirit. And then the next thing we need to do to be able to discern the word from the world, in verse 5 it says, they are from the world, and therefore they speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. So understand this. You need to know that something more is not necessarily something better. Listen, there may be billions of Christians on the world, but there's billions of others who don't believe. And there may be more unbelievers than there are believers, and more those who are being led into false religions than true, God-fearing, Jesus-believing disciples. But listen, a gathering crowd does not mean that truth is being taught. Just because the church has 10,000 members doesn't mean something good is taking place there. In fact, it probably means there's a watering down taking place. Multitudes do not equal beatitudes. And then another way to discern between the world and the word, we find in verse 6 where John says, we are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. So we need to understand that it is our duty and our privilege to discern truth. It isn't something we certain people have or we try to attain. We already have the ability to discern truth. We covered that already with the Spirit of God inside of us. And so it is your responsibility, your duty, and I might add, your privilege to discern truth. We live in a very PC world. There's no denying that. And sadly, the church has become very PC as well, except we'll call it RC, which means religiously correct. And the more famous a preacher gets, the more vague they seem to be in their content. Tolerance and selective proclamations have crept into the church. And God does not take lightly the misinterpretation of his word. We saw that when he killed 70 people who looked into the ark in 1 Samuel chapter 6. We saw that when he killed Eli's two sons for offering up strange fire. We saw it when he put to death Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. God struck down Uzzah when he steadied the ark. Why? Because thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. You cannot disregard God's word. You cannot take God's word and misrepresent it and mistreat it and expect God to bless it. But you can expect him to react, and he will not react kindly when you misrepresent his word. And you can lie to yourself about the Holy Spirit, and you can lie to others, but you cannot lie when you get alone with God, and he illuminates all things. So what do we do? We either stop getting alone with God, or we get our message right. Listen, God is going to protect his word. I don't care how many preachers are out there thinning it out and cherry-picking it and adding to it and taking stuff away from it. God will protect his word. You know, a lion doesn't need to defend itself, or I should say doesn't need defending. All a lion needs to do is to be allowed to defend itself. Today, there are a lot of Hophnis and Phineases and Ananiases and Sapphiruses and Uzzas in the church. And discerning is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It isn't a privilege. It's not a specialty. It's not for some other guy to do. It is for you to do. And you are called to discern truth. And when you see that there is error, you are called to call it out. And it is not acceptable to turn your back and close your ear and put your head in the ground like an ostrich and pretend that what is going on in our religious institutions is just normal. Hebrews 5:14 says, solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It is spiritual suicide to lack discernment. And this is why we need men who are going to go back to teaching and preaching the fullness of God's word, because there are too many people out there who call themselves Christians and simply cannot discern the world from the word. That is on you, teachers, shepherds, pastors, leaders, and teachers. Well, that's about all I got for today. I pray these messages are blessing you. If you're here at the Washington Word, stay tuned. We'll have more in just a few minutes. I'd like to invite you to Abundant Life Fellowship at 6 p.m. Sunday nights for verse-by-verse Bible teaching. You can find us at 415 Old Union Road. And don't forget, come on by the Washington Word and tune to 107.1 FM 24/7. Have a blessed day.